Looking at the price chart, Bitcoin is still in a bullish trend with some sideways action over the week as it continues to try and fight to stay above and go beyond that $52,000 price resistance level. And checking out the top altcoins by market cap on Morales Money, which you can check out using the link below, we've got Uniswap up 45%, The Graph making a comeback up 43%, Render up 34%, and HBAR and Filecoin up about 30%. Nice. Let's check out two reasons Bitcoin could challenge record high of 69K before the halving. One, Bitcoin tends to rally over 30% in 8 weeks leading up to the reward halving, according to 10x Research, and Bitcoin's fourth halving is due in April of this year. And two, Bitcoin's daily RSI has crossed above 80, a threshold that has historically presaged 60-day gains over 50%. An RSI is an acronym that stands for Relative Strength Index. An RSI, developed by J. Wells Wilder, is a momentum indicator that measures the speed and change of price movements over a set period, usually 14 days, weeks, or months. Readings above 70 indicate a strong upward momentum in prices. A week ago, Bitcoin 14-day RSI crossed above 80 for the first time since December. 12 out of 14 such previous RSI signals presaged accelerated uptrends, producing an average gain of 54% in the following 60 days, according to 10x Research. As a reference, Bitcoin traded at $48,294 when the last signal was triggered. And if history, the average return of over 54% in 60 days, is any guide, then Bitcoin could rally to $74,600 based on this signal. Thielen noted, bullish. And as we've discussed, it's been best to be a bull in a bull market. However, as crypto investors, we must always be prepared for volatility and crazy price action. Bitcoin priced to see a 40% correction? Following the massive rally that the Bitcoin price has seen over the last few weeks, a crypto analyst advises investors to have a game plan while approaching the market, either for trading or investing purposes. He points out that there is the possibility of a market correction once there is a turn in macroeconomic events. One of these is the CPI, which came in higher last week, as well as a decrease in inflows as investors begin to pull back from the market. So what turn in macroeconomic events could be looming ahead that we need to be aware of? What's the latest with the SEC's war against crypto? Why are big billionaires unloading their stocks? Is a hard landing and persistent recession ahead as private central banks continue to push the global economy towards the edge of a cliff? Are they doing it by design? What's the latest with de-dollarization around the world, BRICS, and CBDCs? We'll explore all this and more together. Hello, I'm Crypto Casey, and welcome to another episode of Crypto This Week. Let's take a look at the global news stories and state of the current macro environment. Let's hit it. Please be sure to check out our sponsors, CoinLedger, Lorenzo CPA, and Tandrem Wallet. Get your crypto taxes done quickly and easily in three simple steps with CoinLedger, a platform we can use for free to see an overview of our gains and losses, as well as download the tax forms we need to file ourselves, upload to TurboTax, or hand off to our accountant. My accountant Lorenzo has saved me a ton of time and money over the years with tax-saving strategies, so book a free call with him today and check out his crypto course we can get for a discount using the links below, and invest in your very own cold storage hardware wallet like Tandrem Wallet. It's the size of a credit card, multi-currency, multi-chain, and it's by far the easiest crypto wallet to set up and use to completely own and control our crypto on the market right now, and it's extremely affordable. So scroll down and use links below to access the correct and official sites, as well as redeem any special offers they have for us. Sweet. The SEC continues to lose ground in its war against crypto as Kraken joins Binance and Coinbase seeking dismissal of SEC's lawsuits. The SEC does not have the authority to regulate all speculative investments, Kraken argued in its motion to dismiss. The SEC's complaint didn't claim any fraud or consumer harm, the firm said in a blog post. Kraken's move follows its peers, including Binance Holdings Limited, Binance.us, and Coinbase Global Inc., who have filed similar petitions. The SEC declined to comment beyond the public filings, a spokesperson said. Well, recent action within the SEC speaks louder than their words, or lack thereof, as an SEC crypto attorney departs for a private firm. The SEC's crypto and cyber litigation unit leader has resigned from the commission to join legal firm White & Case after contributing to lawsuits against two digital asset powerhouses, which happen to be Ripple and Coinbase. Layden Stewart leaves the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission after 8 years at the Wall Street regulator and 18 months leading the watchdog's first ever litigation division focused on cryptocurrencies, LOL. Stewart joins the law firm with plans to build a crypto and cyber defense framework. According to the former SEC lead litigator, crypto is here to stay, and legal issues surrounding the nascent industry will remain present for the foreseeable future. Stewart, the SEC's main crypto lawyer, leading the first ever crypto-focused division established at the SEC, saw the writing on the wall, probably tired of the complete joke Gensler has made of the agency. Not only bounced, fam, he straight up switched sides. Same game, opposite team. Incredible. And we've got another crypto attorney making moves for our team. Crypto attorney launches Senate bid against Elizabeth Warren. John Deaton launched his Senate campaign on Tuesday to continue my life's mission to shake things up for the people who need it most. A cryptocurrency advocate and attorney is challenging Senator Elizabeth Warren as a Republican, giving the prominent progressive her first serious, though still long shot, challenger, and setting up an election season clash over crypto. Bullish. So, like we've discussed last week, as dumb and hopeless as it may seem to get involved with politics because it's all corrupt and a complete joke, in this new digital age where we have access to the internet and information that has otherwise been deliberately hidden from us over several decades, and with more independent journalism gaining popularity and increasing distrust of mainstream media, the government, banks, etc., we may be in the midst of a perfect storm that allows us to have a serious impact on the future of the world. So if you're in the US, check out standwithcrypto.org using the correct and official link below. In there, we can join the fight to try and help navigate crypto's uncertain future in the United States by figuring out which politicians are pro-crypto and anti-CBDC and support them to try to get them in office over anti-crypto, pro-CBDC ones. Cool. Speaking of CBDCs, this week, US CBDC digital dollar discussions underway. The United States Federal Reserve is still undergoing negotiations regarding the development of its central bank digital currency, CBDC, dubbed the digital dollar. According to a Forbes report, closed-door meetings are underway as confirmed by sources in a recent meeting between Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell and Democrats in the U.S. House Committee on Financial Services. The pursuit of a digital dollar has placed the United States on the edge, while other competing economies like China, the European Union, and the United Kingdom are actively exploring the potential of a CBDC. Fed proponents warn of the U.S. falling behind in this innovation. And as the U.S. falls behind in both the technological and financial arms race, the number of countries dropping the dollar and working together on alternatives is increasing rather quickly. This week, BRICS, which stands for Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, officially starts work on common currency. India is exploring the creation of a new BRICS currency with its top finance analysts and think tanks. Russia, affected by US sanctions, is keen on discussing the new BRICS currency idea with India. Jumping over to South Africa, they're not sitting around twiddling their thumbs either. They're diving headfirst into the deep end of stablecoin research, aiming to figure out if these digital coins are the real deal for their economy. And China is not watching from the sidelines either. They've been riding high on the digital yuan wave, proving they've got the chops to lead in the digital currency race. The buzz is that the BRICS bunch might lean on blockchain to bring their currency dream to life, setting the stage for a tech revolution in the financial world. China's message is loud and clear. They're all in on making BRICS a powerhouse for emerging markets and developing countries, championing a fairer, more inclusive global order. The BRICS gang, with China's backing, is all about opening doors, not building walls, aiming for a win-win situation where everyone's boat gets lifted. Okay, so a couple of things here. One, this is extremely bearish for the United States because, as we've discussed together on the channel, when all of these US dollars circulating around the world start coming back into the US, it will increase the supply of money that circulates domestically, which will cause inflation to increase, and it would also eventually lead to the US dollar losing its status as the world's reserve currency, which definitely causes the US to lose a lot of power it had over the entire world over the last century. Bearish. Two, the other thing that makes me skeptical about this narrative is if Russia or India or China, if any of them would actually trust using the other's CBDC in the main BRICS currency. I mean, they face ending up in the same situation they're currently faced with, the US dollar and financial sanctions. Let's just say they somehow, against all odds, agree that they are all going to use China's digital yuan, which the Chinese Communist Party, the Chinese government, has complete control over. The ability to freeze accounts, freeze transactions, do whatever they want, whenever they want. Why would they agree to that? Same with Russia or India. Let's say they decide to go with a digital ruble Russia completely controls, or with a digital rupee India completely controls, or let's just say they even agree on a gold-backed digital currency. Who's going to hold the gold reserves? Are they all going to be cool with China keeping all the gold in their vaults on their land? Or in vaults in Russia's territory? The gold market is already highly manipulated with more paper claims to gold than actual gold in the vaults. Who's going to trust who to audit the gold reserves backing their digital currency? And who's in charge of the database and how it works? It sounds like quite the quagmire. So we shall see what happens at this highly anticipated BRICS meeting in October later this year. Let me know what you think is going to happen in the comments below. Honestly, I don't see another alternative that everyone would agree on besides something like Bitcoin that no one government entity, person, company, or bank controls. Either way, we all face the serious reality of being forced to use a central bank digital currency, or CBDC, which would effectively enslave us all. We would have no control over our money whatsoever. And if you would like to learn more about how CBDCs work and why we need to be aware of and prepare for its potential implementation in the future, check out this video guide by clicking on the link above. Unlike a central bank digital currency, unlike a piece of paper we have that says we have a claim to some gold in some unknown vault somewhere around the world, unlike real estate that can be seized at any time by the government, unlike money in our bank that can be frozen or seized at any time by the government, unlike stocks in our brokerage account, stocks in our retirement account, or Bitcoin we may have in the form of a spot Bitcoin ETF in our brokerage account, all of that can be frozen or seized by the government at any time. Meanwhile, Bitcoin, once transferred off of exchanges to our own cold storage hardware wallet, is the only form of digital private property, the only digital asset that we can completely own, control, send to anyone around the world at any time, receive from anyone around the world at any time, access it at any time from any place around the world, transport it anytime, anywhere around the world. It's the apex asset of our modern time. However, only, and I mean only, when it's on our own self-custody wallet. So if you haven't yet, make this year the year that you finally take complete control and ownership over your Bitcoin and cryptocurrency by investing in a cold storage hardware wallet like Tangent Wallet. And I'm going to show you how fast and easy it is to become your own bank and set up a secure cold storage hardware wallet in less than 60 seconds using Tangent Wallet right now. Opening the box, here we have the three cards. Next, installing the correct and official Tangent mobile app on our phones, and opening the app, tap scan card and touch one of the cards to your phone like so. Next, click create wallet and tap the card to your phone again. Nice. Now we have a wallet. Let's create backups of it. Tap backup now and then tap add a backup card and tap the second card to your phone. Cool. Now tap add a backup card again and tap the third card to your phone. Then tap finalize the backup process. And now we need to create an access code to secure the wallet. Tap continue. Then type whatever word, phrase, number, or combination of text you want to use to access your wallet. Re-enter it to verify the access code, and then scan the primary card ending in the corresponding numbers on the screen that matches that card, holding it up to your phone until the operation is complete. Then repeat this process for the two backup cards. That's it. It's configured and ready for use. And if you want to watch a full video on how to use Tangent Wallet, check out this video guide by clicking on the link above. And scroll down and use links below for a nice discount and to access their correct and official site. Amazing. Here's the deal. It's not looking good for the US or US dollar, so we need to be prepared. Big smart money has already been making moves. Do they know something we don't? Check it out. This week, after Jeff Bezos unloaded $4 billion in Amazon stock, Jamie Dimon sold $150 million in JP Morgan shares. A first for the banking chief. And when we consider what a lot of the largest US banks like JP Morgan are holding right now, is this one of the writings on the wall? Bad property debt exceeds reserves at largest US banks. Loan loss provisions have thinned even as regulators highlight risks in commercial real estate market. The average reserves at JP Morgan Chase, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Citigroup, Goldman Sachs, and Morgan Stanley have fallen from $1.60 to 90 cents for every dollar of commercial real estate debt on which a borrower is at least 30 days late, according to filings to the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. The sharp deterioration took place in the last year after delinquent commercial property debt for the six big banks nearly tripled to $9.3 billion. There are banks that may have looked fine 6 months ago that are going to look not so good next quarter, Moreland said. And what's crazy is a year ago, the Fed created a lifeline for banks amid the banking crisis called the BTFP, or Bank Term Funding Program, and that is set to expire in a few weeks on March 11th. So, will the Fed let this emergency banking lending program expire, or will they extend it? Let me know what you think in the comments below. Either way, that recurring R word is still on the table and seeming to possibly become more and more likely. The US now has an 85% chance of recession in 2024, the highest probability since the great financial crisis, economist David Rosenberg said. We shall see, in due time, I suppose. Another all too frequently recurring event is also just around the corner. Federal government to begin the formal process of preparing for partial shutdown. Again. Congress is quickly approaching a pair of government funding deadlines, with 1 week to go before a potential partial shutdown, and lawmakers at an impasse with no clear plan in place to avoid it. So the funding deadline is March 1st. This is the fourth time since September that these clowns, lawmakers, have run up against a funding deadline and just passing stopgap bills right in the nick of time to keep the government running. These are wild, wild times, fam, and more than likely going to escalate over this wild, wild year ahead. The only way we can opt out of this elaborate scam of a system is with Bitcoin and crypto. So keep learning, keep your spirits up, keep spreading awareness, because it may be our only saving grace. Awesome. So if you'd like to finally have that eureka moment about how cryptocurrency wallets, seed phrases, and private keys work, check out this video. If you'd like to further understand how Bitcoin works and why its revolutionary technology can help us maintain power over some of our wealth, check out this video. And to get your very own Tangent wallet, click on the link on the screen. Like and subscribe for more. Be safe out there.